This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Today is Good Friday. It is observed with solemnity by Christians around the world as the day Jesus died on the cross. In the rugged valleys of the Sierra Madres in the state of Chihuahua, Mexico, live the Tarahumara Indians, whose observance of Holy Week is unlike anywhere else. There, the religious drama has been refashioned into an expression of cultural solidarity, replete with barrels of corn beer. NPR's John Burnett traveled to northern Mexico last year to learn about beer and Easter among the Tarahumara for the latest National Geographic radio expeditions.
The lubricant of the Tarahumara soul is an astringent homemade corn beer called Tezguino. And during Easter week, or Semana Santa, the entire town of Norogachi turns into a giant brew pub. First, the corn kernels are soaked, then they're ground on a stone matate. The corn mash is mixed with water and boiled for 6 to 12 hours. Finally, it's poured into great clay pots to ferment for a day.
Pero también para que se fermente bien, se emborrache, se le echa una hierbita, una semilla.
Luli Palma, a Tezguino brewmaster, explains that they add a grass which they call basiaware. This grass makes it ferment good, she says, and gets you drunk.
Como emborracho. No sirve.
Tezguino is more than an alcoholic beverage for the Tarahumara Indians, a linguistic group of 120,000 who have preserved their culture through isolation and resistance. For them, beer is an elixir used for healing. Beer is barter. When Tarahumara farmers help harvest each other's fields, they pay back the favor with a beer bash. And beer is divine, explains Guadalupe Espino Palma. He is traditional governor for the Norogachi district, a region of pine trees and stone mesas about 300 miles south of El Paso, Texas. The Tarahumara call themselves Raramuri.
God taught the Raramuri how to make corn beer. We make offerings of Tezguino to God himself, and he drinks it also. We use Tezguino for dancing, and we enjoy drinking it.
The Tarahumara believe everything about Tezguino is spiritual, even drunkenness.
When you drink any form of alcohol, it be corn beer or tequila, that goes into the center of your body, and it smells bad.
Bill Merrill is an anthropologist at the Smithsonian Institution who spent 30 years studying and working with the Tarahumara.
And so the large souls that live there leave, which means that the only souls that are left in the body are the little ones. And so when people get drunk, that's why they act like children, because the souls that are controlling their actions are little souls, like little children.
Tezguino drinking is the backdrop of Semana Santa, when the Tarahumara freely appropriate the story of the Passion of Christ. In the Raramuri mind, this remote canyon country is the center of the universe, and its people are God's chosen.
The Raramuri think of themselves as responsible to one degree or another in maintaining the universe surviving. And they do that through performing a series of rituals.
And those rituals are on display during Semana Santa. At dawn on Holy Saturday, the day before Easter, a column of dancers beating goatskin drums follows a flag bearer toward the church plaza. These are pintos. They're daubed with white polka dots. The opposing group is the fariseos, or Pharisees. They paint themselves all over with whitewash. Carlos Vallejo is a former Jesuit priest who's lived among the Tarahumara for 3 decades and is married to a local woman. He says in this Easter pageant, the pintos and fariseos represent the struggle between the Tarahumara and the outside world.
Los fariseos vienen a estar representando el lado malo de la vida, el lado adverso a la comunidad Tarahumara.
The fariseos represent the bad, those who are against the Tarahumara community.
That's why they're painted white. They represent the white race who are not Rarámuri. The chief of the Pharisees is Judas, who betrayed Jesus. The Pintos are the soldiers of Jesus. They represent the Rarámuri community that wants to remain alive and resistant.
Yet, when the Tarahumara leave the Sierra, it's hard for them to resist the dominant culture, says Carlos Palma Batista. He's director of the Rarámuri Education Initiative, a Ford Foundation project to help preserve native language and knowledge.
La queja de las autoridades tradicionales de algunos lugares es de que los muchachos entre más van estudiando.
Our traditional authorities complain that the young are learning more about Western culture and they're losing our indigenous values.
Son gentes que tienen un cierto grado de escolaridad y se van.
When they leave to work as farm laborers, they start forgetting their people and their culture. It's easier to get drunk on a couple of beers or a bottle of tequila than to make tezguino and share it with everyone.
By mid-morning Saturday, the dancers have already fortified themselves with tezguino. They are greatly amused by a bearded NPR audio engineer holding a microphone boom.
Chavoche sabroso!
They call him Chavoche, a colonial Tarahumara term for all outsiders. It means whiskered ones, referring to the bearded Spaniards who showed up here 500 years ago. The celebration intensifies. Hundreds of Mexican tourists encircle the churchyard, their video cameras whirring. Another group of dancers trot into the plaza. They are Los Pasteleros, the announcers of the resurrection. They have crosses painted on their foreheads and carry wooden swords. All morning, the air pulses with triplets pounded out on the drums. At the climax, stuffed figures of Judas and his wife are brought out. Judas wears cowboy boots and a Chicago Bulls cap. A crowd of gleeful children punches and jabs the dummies resting against the church wall. The religious drama ends at midday, well before the traditional Easter sunrise, and with the betrayer of Christ smoldering on a pinewood fire, it's tezguino time, again. By custom, the participants will drink, dance, drum, and carouse for as long as the tezguino holds out, whether 2 days or 2 weeks. Spring planting will wait. Back at Luli's house, 100 gallons of the sacred mustard-colored brew will be consumed, but in the Tarahumara way, with reciprocity. The host dips the gourd and hands it to a guest, who drinks deeply and returns it to the host. And during this corn beer communion, in place of Happy Easter, the Tarahumara will say to one another, Bosasa, fill up, be satisfied, be contented. For Radio Expeditions, I'm John Burnett, NPR News.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR News and the National Geographic Society. Photos are at npr.org.